उन्मीलन मुकुट छटा परिण सद्दी चक्रवाला श्यामा मंडल मौली मंडल मणि श्यामानुराग स्फुरा द्रोमोद्भेद विभाविता कृति वहो काश्मीर गौर छवि सातीवोन्मद काम केली तरला मां पातु मंदस्मिता मंदार द्रुम कुंज मंदिर गता गोविंद पट्टेश्वरी श्री श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु हैज अपियर्ड इन दिस कली युग टू डिलीवर अस फॉलन सोल्स हिज मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल असोसिएट श्री श्रील प्रबुधानंद सरस्वती चरण इन हिज ब्यूटिफुल टेक्स्ट श्री श्री राधा रस धा निधि ही इज प्रेइंग इन वर्स नंबर 1-2 He is stating his heartfelt prayer and he is saying, Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi Shyama Nuraga Sphuraha Dromodbheda Vibhavita Kritivaho Kashmira Gaura Chavihi Sati Vonmada Kama Keli Tarala Mampatu Manda Smita मंदार द्रुम कुंज मंदिर गता गोविंद पट्टेश्वरी ओहो श्रीमती राधारानी शी इज द क्रेस्ट ज्यूवेल ऑफ ऑल श्यामा नायिकास एंड शी इज फुल ऑफ गूज बम्स बिकॉज शी इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग एक्सटसी Due to her deep anurag for Shyam Sundar, her bodily splendor is just like saffron. She is extremely crazy in performing love sports. She is playful, restless because of intense love. She is full of smiles. And she is slowly proceeding towards the Kunja Mandir that is made of wish trees. And there she is reigning supreme because she is Patteshwari, the chief consort of, or the chief beloved of Govinda. Oh mind, please meditate constantly on the lotus feet of such Shri Shri Radharani. In that flower grove, which is made up of Kalpataru, wish-fulfilling trees, and there Srimati Radharani, she is going to perform love dalliance with Govinda. May she always protect us. This is our prayer too. We have already relished the beautiful vision of how Radharani and Govinda are love sporting, how Govinda is serving her in the Kalpakunja. Under the Anugatya of Sri Rupa Manjari, we have relished this. And now, Govinda, he has disappeared alone with Sri Radharani. All the Ras Naikas, the gopis, they have gone crazy, like mad. They are searching in the forest. They are talking to trees and creepers and animals. They have become so much mad. All the Sakhis are present. Radharani's dear Sakhis are also very miserable. All the Sakhis, those who support her or those who oppose her, they are all very proud because of their fortune. The Manjaris, they are very happy that Shyam Sundar has disappeared with their Swamini. They are so proud of that and they are feeling so happy that he is love sporting with her. But they are miserable because they cannot get darshan of such beautiful divine couple. Now the gopis, mad in love, they started imitating Sri Krishna Leela. They enacted all the Leelas, starting from killing Putana to Govardhan lifting. And then Leela Shakti, she aroused the gopis, inspired the gopis to search for Govinda. Yesterday we have already seen how the gopis, they are following Radha Krishna's footprints. And now the supporting sakhis, they revealed Radharani's glory. When the opposing party commented like this, that, oh, who is that enchantress who seduced our Shyam Sundar and is quietly, secretly now making love to him? Now the supporting sakhis, they could not remain quiet. They burst out. Don't you know that Govinda cannot be seduced? He cannot be tempted by womanly charm. It is only Prem that attracts him. How can you call her a seducer? And here they proclaim that famous verse, Anayara Adhita Nunam Hari Rishwaraha. She is the most exquisite gopi of all. She is the only one who has worshipped Govinda maximum. This is why Govinda has left us 300 crores of gopis for her. Why don't you understand? Here our Sanatana Goswami Pad, he has explained that Shuka Muni, he is taking Radharani's name. This Radhito, Radhito means Aradhito, worship. Aradhito iti, Radha Namakaranam iti Darshitam. This means that by taking this word, Aradhito, Shuka Muni, he is revealing Radharani's name. He is saying that this gopi, she has worshipped Govinda, the topmost worshipper, and this is why her name is Radha. Today, people are researching on Vaishnava literature. They are making blatant statements like, just these Gauriya Vaishnavas, you know, they have concocted some figure called Radha. Actually, there is no such character as Radha. None of the Vedic scriptures, they speak about Radha. There are so many scriptures describing Krishna's pastimes. There is no Radha there. There's Gauriya Vaishnavas, they're all crazy people. They've just concocted some woman called Radha. And now they are just dancing to her name. In Harivamsa, no Radha. Mahabharata, no Radha. Although so many Krishna Leelas are mentioned here, only in Padma Puran, just one small verse we get, and that too, that verse is not glorifying Radha, but it is a shloka to worship Radha Kund. That the shloka says, this Radha Kund, it is as dear to Govinda as Radha. And whoever bathes in this kund gets love akin to that of Radha. Just one verse. And that which is glory of Radha Kund then, not Radha. Where else do we find Radha Nam? Yeah, in Gautamiya Tantra, another very small verse, Devi Krishna Moi Prokta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mai. So it just means that this goddess Radha, she is Krishna Mai and she is the source of all other Shaktis, such as Kamala, Durga, etc. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they have got the pothole of this one single verse, and they have made one vast literature, vast philosophy, and so many stories they have now spun around her. So ask this Gaudiya Vaishnavas man. After all, whatever all said and done, Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of Vedanta. Vedanta Sara Shiromani. There you don't find Radha. Our Goswamis, they have said yes, true. Because forget Radha Tattva. Gopi Tattva itself is extremely confidential. All Vedic scriptures, they have Radhanam. But it is not revealed openly. Because Radharani, she is such a special person that the Vedic scriptures, they don't want to reveal her openly. They have not written descriptions and explanations about her. But definitely, they mention her. Because the Shrutis, they know that Radharani cannot be revealed to everybody. Just see, there is one shloka, like Shama Shavala. It is present in all three Vedas, not just in one Ved. We find this prayer that, O Radha Pati Govinda, may you be glorious. In Chandogya Upanishad we find Shyama Shavalam Prapadde. This means that we all glory to Shyam and Gauri. This is not very much well revealed here. In Rig Parishishta it is more clear, that is, it is saying that Shyam and Radha, Madhav and Radha, they are residing in this creation forever. Gopal Tapani Shruti is even more clear. It is saying that in Vrindavan there is Govinda reigning supreme. On one hand he has Chandravali, on the other side he has Radha, and amongst both of them it is Radha who is the source of all devis such as Lakshmi, Durga, etc. And Radharani, she is the primeval potency of Bhagavan. So, Shruti has made it so clear. Such verses we find in so many other Vedic scriptures, Rasika Rasika Ananda Para. That means Radharani, she is the supreme bliss of Rasik, Shri Krishna. And the fact that she is the primeval potency, the fact that she is the source. So how can we say that Radha Nam is not there in the Vedic scriptures? Definitely, it is there in all the Vedas. And a single statement when we find in Ved, that means it is the truth. We don't need any more evidence. When Ved is saying that Radha exists, Radha reigns supreme, then we should accept it. But then again we have this little thorn. Okay, but Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't have Radha. Our Acharyas, they have explained that when Shuka Muni was beginning the Rasa explanation, then itself the gopis told him that, look, Shuk, here in front of you, there are all sorts of people sitting. There are jnanis, yogis, so many other different types of meditationists. So please don't talk about us. They are not qualified to hear about us. Shuka Muni said that, all my Swaminis, I cannot tell Bhagavatam without talking about you. Because my main intention of speaking Bhagavatam is to reveal the sweetness of Govinda, and I cannot do so without talking about you. Okay, fine, you can talk about us, but don't reveal too much about us. And this is why he has used words such as some gopi, one gopi, a gopi, this gopi. But one gopi, whose name he has loudly proclaimed with a resounding trumpet, she is Radha. And the supporting sakhis, when they are saying it with their holy lips, that anaya radhita nunam, there, who is saying this? Shuka Muni. He is saying it through the supporting sakhis. Because he can't control himself. This is why Sanatana Goswami Pad has said that anaya radhito, it means radhito, aradhito. She is Radha. Here, of course, there is another question. Why did Shukadev have to change this word from Radha to Radhito? He could have directly just said, Radha is the Supreme Worshipper. That's all. The answer to this is that Radharani, she is Supreme, 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 Madanakya Mahabhav. And Shukadev's heart is crystal clear. It is so pure. If he directly takes Radhanam, then that Mahabhav is going to descend into him. And then under its effect, he will faint in ecstasy. And Parikshit Maharaj has got hardly a few more days left to die. He has to finish Bhagavatam by then. So he was actually afraid to talk or go into that topic. So Shukadev, he could not complete Bhagavatam without taking Radha Nam. These researchers, they have some more questions. That is, before this particular Ras Adhyay, Shukadev does not talk about Radha at all. Even if we accept that, okay, fine, this verse, it is referring to Radha. But where was Radha all this time? Why she had to appear only now, during this Ras dance? Before that, so many chapters have gone, describing Krishna Leela. Radha never appears there. Then one small word comes somewhere in the 10th skandha after so many chapters, and then all these Mahajans, these Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajans, writing volumes and volumes of poems, all like crazy. And not only these Gaudiya Mahajans, you know, they have a special attraction of writing about Radha in a very sorrowful mood. Full of sorrow. Wherever in any poem, she is crying, she is lamenting. Now there is Purvarag, so which means Purvarag, again to remind everyone that it is the time when Radha Krishna have not actually met. She is just longing for him. So Purvarag, she is crying. She has gone into Man, so she is crying. Then she is expressing anger, she is crying. He is gone to some other Kunja, she is crying. He is coming late, she is crying. And ultimate blow is Mathur Viraha.
he is gone to Mathura, left her forever, so there is eternity kind.
So now the question is that you are saying, on one hand you are proclaiming that the Vedic scriptures have all mentioned Radha as the supreme person, and then again your Gauriya Vaishnavas, they are proclaiming, yes, yes, they are all, she is there, she is supreme, she is residing in all her glory and brilliance with Madhav. And on another side again, your Mahajans are making her wail and cry and lament. You people are really crazy. Naturally, because these researchers, they are speculating with their brain, and they are not under the anugatya of bhakti. They are trying to analyze bhakti shastra, the science of bhakti, using their concept of material science. So they are bound to fail, and all they can do is create trouble for themselves and others. If they had even little intelligence, then they would be under the anugatya of supreme devotees, and then they would understand that how this sorrow of Radharani, it is so glorious that it is dancing on the head of Milanananda. That means the bliss of uniting. That means the sorrow of Viraha, it is so much more glorious and joyful that it is dancing in joy even more than the joy of uniting or Milan. And this is why our Mahajan, they are writing so much about Radharani's sorrow. They are glorifying, they are celebrating that sorrow. Because that sorrow is fit for celebration, it brings more joy than describing the lovemaking. To realize this, to feel this, first of all we have to know the spiritual basis for this Radha Tattva. Because in our country, the spiritual, or in this world, the spiritual preaching has taken place according to the heart of the public. How much the public can receive, that much our spiritual teachers have given. Whether the acharyas have come, whether some avatar has come, whether Swayam Bhagavan has come, but they have all preached according to the recipient's qualification. This spiritual philosophy, it is something like water. Water is tasty. Water is rejuvenating, life-giving. But when the same water, it falls on earth and then it mixes with some dirt, it can become bitter, poisonous, because that dirt, it enters the water. It is not the natural quality of water. By chemical reaction, we can purify that water, we can get distilled water out of that same water, and again that water, it becomes fit for human consumption. Similarly, spiritual philosophy. The spiritual philosophy also can get contaminated, adulterated, and then Swayam Bhagavan, he comes, he again makes it pure, and he gives it to people who are willing to receive it. Of course, the supreme religion or dharma is this. Savai pumsa paro dharma. Yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Ahaituki apratihata. Yayatma suprasidati. This means that spontaneous, natural bhakti, love for God, this is our natural dharma of every living being. But what happens when the living being falls in Maya,
gets contaminated, then he cannot understand that this is my supreme dharma. And then he starts thinking of adharma as dharma. That is because of material contamination. That means that dharma has become fallen. Dharma has got adulterated. People, although our natural tendency is to love God purely, but because of Maya, we lose this dharma. And then we start considering some adharma as dharma, as if we should do all that unrighteous things. During the Vedic age, the kings, powerful people, they thought that if we perform yajnas, puja, then we will go to heaven. And so, slowly by slowly, all people started doing is just worship, and that too, this worship, it became so bad. Worshipping with wine, animal sacrifice, violence everywhere. This is adharma. But people were thinking this is dharma. So all this is like tantric, just very evil modes of worship, shows the evil tendency of people. So people, because of their evil tendency, they dragged down dharma and made it something so polluted, so dirty. So when Bhagavan saw this, he decided to put an end to these evil practices and to clean up dharma. Just like the chemists, they clean up the dirty water. So Bhagavan, he wants to clean up dharma. So he descended as his avatar, descended as Bhagavan Buddha. And when Bhagavan Buddha appeared, then his main message was Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. That means non-violence is the supreme dharma. He is avatar of Bhagavan. So he should have said Savai Pungsa Paro Dharma Yatha Bhakti Radhokshaje. He should have preached that shloka of Bhagavatam, that to worship the supreme personality is the supreme dharma. He should have said that, but he did not. Instead of preaching pure love, bhakti, he preached ahimsa parama dharma. Non-violence is supreme dharma. Why? Because he knows what public he is talking to, what sort of people he is talking to. These are the people who know nothing other than just animal sacrifice and very filthy form of worship. That is what they believe in. So his main intention that time was that clean up the system. First get rid of all hatred, violence. So much, you know, there was discrimination between human beings, caste system, so many dirty practices. So Bhagavan Buddha, he brought compassion, equal, made all men equal. And for that time, it was the perfect message. It was the best dharma to be given at that time. Because what we need is welfare for all society. He put a permanent stop to violence, discrimination, hatred, and all country was now very equal, and a cleanliness appeared, a clean mentality appeared, civilized society emerged. But unfortunately, one adharma crept in, because his shishyas, they preached something very terrible. They threw out all the Veds, no more Ved, no God, no Vedic custom, no puja, along with all the yagyas and animal sacrifice, pure puja also disappeared. Because Lord Buddha, he did not mention Ved in any of his lectures. So what he preached was Shunyavad, atheism. And the whole country was steeped in atheism. All people, they felt that this Shunya or void, zero, void, it is the supreme goal. Sutta Muni, he has explained this voidism. Just as when a human being sleeps, then no happiness, no sorrow. This is atheism. They were preaching that just think of void, nothing. You will think of nothing and nothing, and then all your anarthas are going to disappear. And ultimately, you will attain a state when no happiness, no sorrow, whole life, everything is going to be zero, and you are going to get nirvana. This is the message of atheism. So this is very bad. It is real destruction. So now Bhagavan, he called Shivji. He told Shivji that please go to earth and now you preach an imaginary dharma which is not true dharma, but it is going to be parallel to this atheism. Don't reveal about me to anybody. Because Bhagavan, he is compassionate. How could he give such an order that don't reveal me? Then people, they are going to move away from him. But this was the command which was appropriate for that time, for that age. So Shivji, he appeared at a time when Buddhism had already spread for 1,200 years in India. Buddhism had a strong hold over the entire subcontinent and had spread beyond the boundaries of the great country of India, United India, far and wide. Buddha Dev had appeared 500 years before Christ, and Shankaracharya appeared 700 years before, after Christ. So naturally, if Shankaracharya, he spoke about Sri Krishna, personalism, then nobody was going to accept it. People would just laugh him off. Atheism was so much great, they would have just made him fly with flipping their fingers, they would have made him get out of the country. So it was necessary that Shankaracharya, he had to preach something what was parallel to Shunyavad, atheism. So in his preaching, he said that there is Ved. Ved exists. This was the first thing he had to establish is the Vedic scripture. He said, Ved exists, God exists, but he does not have a form. He is impersonal. Now, these atheists, they were ready to listen because this seems something intelligent to them. He has himself told the Mother Goddess that I am going to preach Mayavad, impersonalism, which is nothing but Prachanna Bodhavad. That means it is Buddhism only in another form. So it is actually atheism
but concealed. Inside there is atheism. And holding, taking a Brahmin form, I am going to do this. It was necessary. So what he did was that the atheists who had sent the Veds right into the nether region, from there he dug out the Ved and he revealed them. He once again placed them in their supreme glory. It was a great thing to do at that time in India. For this, a very strong personality like Shankaracharya, he had to appear. He was a very strong personality. Single-handedly, very short time, he literally destroyed the ramparts of Buddhism, and single-handedly he drove Buddhism out of this country. What he gave was, now the country was steeped in impersonalism. But another point we must remember is that this Mayavad of Shankaracharya built a very strong foundation for the empire of bhakti. He made such a strong foundation in this country of the Vedic scriptures, and he proclaimed boldly, he instilled it in the brain of every Indian, that in this boundary of this country, inside the boundary of this country, henceforth no religion should be allowed to propagate which does not stand on the Vedic scriptures. So what is not there in the scriptures, people will not accept. Now, on this strong foundation came a very luminous personality, Ramanujacharya. He was the first one to challenge Shankara, Shankara's follower, and he declared boldly that God cannot be impersonal. God has attributes. He is personal. He challenged the Mayavadis and defeated them. He said, yes, he is Advaita, no doubt, but he has attributes, characteristics. He has a form. This is why we call Ramanujacharya's philosophy as Vishishta Advaita. Ramanujacharya, he gave very nice rules of bhakti. He laid a lot of stress on Shravanam, Kirtanam. He gave many rules, points, and he said that we should have material detachment. We should again and again try to bring our mind and absorb in Bhagavan. And what is good for us? Truth, no greed, compassion, and ultimately Sharanagati. Ramanujacharya laid a lot of stress on Sharanagati. So in this manner, people started climbing the steps of Bhakti Mandir. Then came Madhvacharya. Ramanujacharya, he was the avatar of Sheshnag, while Madhvacharya was the avatar of Bhimsen, all Dwarka worshippers. He too resounded the message of bhakti very strongly. He too strongly defeated the Mayavadis. And so people, they were getting more and more out of Mayavad, and bhakti was spreading. He too taught everyone Shravanam, Kirtanam, and he performed his duty, seva, and he disappeared. After this appeared Nimbarka Ditya. He spread Dvaita Daitism. Ultimately, Vishnu Swami after that, He also spread bhakti. And now when Bhagavan saw that, yes, a lot of messages of bhakti have spread now. Now, the time has come to give what I desire. He has already vowed that I shall appear on earth by accepting the splendor and bhav of Radharani. I will relish myself, Radha Bhav, and I will give to everybody Radha Prem. Therefore, he appeared exact time, in the right time. And when he appeared, then he destroyed all the obstacles that were on the path of Harinam. He spread Harinam on a mass scale. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya. He clearly declared that the supreme worshipped Bhagavan is the son of Nanda Maharaj. That means Vrindavaneshwar Shri Krishna. How is he? He is the one who is worshipped by the Vrajavadhus, by the gopis. And who is the topmost of them? Radharani. He made it very clear that there are three manifestations of Sri Krishna. One is Vrindavan, second Mathura, third Dwarka. And that the bhavs are different. For us, only Sri Krishna of Vrajadham is to be worshipped. That mood of Vrajadham, it is completely different above and the supreme bhav. We are not to mix it up with Mathura and Dwarka. And Gaur Sundar has said that what sort of Sri Bhagavan do we worship? Brajavadhuna Kalpita, that means that Bhagavan worshipped by the brides of Brajadham. This is the gist of the Ras Leela, that the gopis are the highest. This is the reason for describing Ras Leela. Just to propound the fact that the gopis are supreme and that prem, that gopi prem, it is the topmost and the only way to get this Brajendranandan Sri Krishna in all his entirety. When Mahaprabhu, he was hearing Harikatha from Ramananda Roy in Chaitamrita, and they are deciding now what is the topmost achievable goal, what is sadhya. There he started right from the beginning, from karma jnan. He could have directly started with Ramananda Rai talking about the gopis and prem. This would have been very interesting conversation for both of them, just discuss gopi prem. But no, he started right from the roots. He made Roy tell him all karma, jnana, the message of Bhagavad Gita. Why? So that he could say, eho bajho, put it out. And he kept on saying, throw it out, till he mentioned Brajaprem. So that we can be very clear of the intentions of Swayam Bhagavan. Mahaprabhu did not leave anything, he and his Goswamis did not leave anything to interpretation. Prabhu bollen ehottamo age kaho ar. When Roy started saying that these are the ras of Brajadham, then Prabhu said, yes, accept it. Now you speak further. Ultimately, Roy arrived at the point
when he was forced to accept that I don't know of anybody who asks further than this. This is when, for side explanation, when ultimately Roy, he mentioned the gopi praying. Then Mahaprabhu asked, what is more, what is higher than even the gopi praying? So then Roy, he made this statement, I don't know of anybody who has asked question after this. And then Tar Prem Shaddha Shiromani Jar Tattva Sarva Shastra Bakhani. Then Roy said that yes, there is one person whose Prem is the crest jewel of all achievable goals, and her glory all scriptures they sing. Who is she? She is Radharani. So this just once more goes to prove that how confidential is Radha Tattva, that even Ramananda Roy, he did not speak about her till Prabhu forced him by asking him further. And these researchers, they just want to jump to Radha Tattva without any qualification. They just simply want to label Gauri Vaishnavas are crazy. They are not qualified. It is best to give a person only that much philosophy as much his stomach can digest. Because if we give him more, he will start suffering from indigestion. In fact, if the time, place, persons are not qualified, and if anyone gives them such tattva, then the person who is preaching will become an aparadhi. Radharani remains Radharani. There is no change in her. Prabhu said that, yes, she is indeed the topmost achievable goal, the sadhavadhi, the limit, the height of the goal of human life. And dear Roy, by your kripa today, I have come to know this. Sadhan vinu shaddha vastu keho nahi pai. So he said, but to arrive at that sadhya, to arrive at that goal, we have to perform sadhana. And to perform this sadhana, we need kripa. So to understand this Radha Tattva, just to understand, that means not even to perform her seva or meditate, but simply to understand, we need kripa. And our Goswamis, they are present there during that Ras dance. They are in Manjari Swarup. And our Mahaprabhu, he has given us this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, inconceivable difference and non-difference tattva. And whom is this tattva revealing? She is Radharani. And our acharyas, they are relishing the service, the seva in Manjari Swarup of this great being called Radharani. They have relished it themselves and they are revealing it to us. If these manjaris, such as Rupa Manjari, if they don't relish it themselves and if they don't reveal it to us, then who will? This is why our Mahajans, they have written so many volumes about her. The Gauriya Vaishnavas are not crazy. This Raganuga philosophy is not something concocted. But our acharyas,
our Mahajans, they have relished it, and out of compassion for us, because they want us also to gain the supreme prema and make us enjoy that happiness, that ecstasy which they have gone through. That is why they have written volume. Yes, the Vedic Shastras, they are rendered nothing as compared to the volumes of literature written by our Mahajans. But that is the greatness of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. That is the greatness of the Acharyas, that what the Vedic Rishis could not perform, they have done. Because they are empowered by Mahaprabhu. Because they are inspired by the same Swayam Bhagavan who borrowed Radharani's splendor and bhav. Empowered by Radharani's splendor and bhav, they are able to do that what the ancient rishis were not able to do. As they proceeded towards the Kunja, Radharani, she is the ocean of infinite mercy. So she started thinking that, oh, here I am enjoying alone with Govinda. What about my sakhis? They are all must be searching for him. With so much expectation, all the gopis had come to him. I'm so selfish. And just as she is Mahabhav Swarupini, she is also the embodiment of compassion. And because she is such, Bhagavan is all the more pleased with her. Bhagavan is also compassionate. His heart melts in compassion. But Radharani, she is so compassionate that her whole body melts in compassion. This is why he could borrow her bhav and splendor. And because out of her compassion, she gave him this, she lent him this, loaned him, so he could give the prema to this world, to even the most fallen people. He could make them qualified to perform this Raganuga sadhana. She is now thinking that, oh, this Govinda is running away with me. He has made me elope with him. But he is the beloved of all gopis. He is life and soul to all of them. 300 crores of gopis wailing for him. And inside that, my bosom friends are also present. How much they must be suffering in his absence. Shame on me. And then he said, oh, Radhe, here, can you hear their voices? They are all coming this direction. Come, let's go, run. Then Radharani said, na pare ham chalitum, naya mam yatra te manaham. I can't walk anymore. For so long you are taking me this side, that direction, here, there. Now I'm fed up now. Now if you want to take me somewhere, you have to carry me. My legs are now paining. Okay, I will carry you. He immediately sat down and he said, climb on my shoulder, come I'll take you, quickly. It is not the first time that he was offering to carry her on his shoulder. He has already carried her before also on his shoulder, because Bhagavatam is proving, our Acharyas are proving from the shloka of Bhagavatam that he did carry her before also. Because the Sakhis, when they were following the footprints, then the opposite party had said that, see, here now that beloved footprints have disappeared. first there were two sets of footprints, and here that beloved's footprints have disappeared, but Govinda's footprints are deeper on the earth. So our acharyas, they have said, yes, this can happen only if he has carried her on his shoulders. Here, see, we can see bits of hair, so which means that he must have combed her hair here. See, on this branch, the flowers are less, so he must have taken plucked flowers from there and decorated her hair. But now, just as she was about to climb on his shoulder, suddenly he disappeared. He left 300 crores of Brajbalas for the sake of Radharani. But then why did he vanish from Radharani? For whom? Actually, like Orin Prabhu Kaiju Patshat, the Lord performs 5 or 7 activities through one Leela. Govinda knows that if these sakis, they see us together like this, then they are going to be very jealous, because they still don't know how great she is. I brought her so far, and all this while, all they were saying is, she has seduced him, he is lusty, that's all. So they don't know that she is so great. So if they see us in this condition together, then they will turn back out of jealousy. And then Maharas will never take place. I took so much trouble to call all of them here. And now no Maharas. All my labor will be in vain. So he disappeared, and now it started. Ha Natha Ramani Prestha. O our Lord, O you who are desired by every woman, where are you? Where are you? Alas, alas, please appear, please appear. My eyes have turned blind, crying, crying for you. So this was Radharani crying. And Govinda said to himself, good, she is in viraha. All the other sakis, their viraha is like a lamp, while her viraha is like a forest fire. And now her blazing viraha like forest fire, when these gopis will see that, then their viraha also will enkindle more, and they will realize how much is her prem which is giving rise to this much viraha. Our Sanatan Goswami Pad, he has explained this mood of Radharani. He has said this is prem vaichitta, that mood. This mood of prem vaichitta, it has arisen out of Shyam Anurag, the deep Anurag for Shyam. This is why our Prabodhananda Saraswati Charan, he is writing Shyam Anurag to show that this, because he is getting the inspiration of this particular incident of Maharaj. What is prem vaichitta? Let us understand. Prem vaichitta is such an intense state of love where the beloved, her intelligence becomes very small, like the head, eye of a very fine needle, where only one thread can pass. Two threads cannot pass. So now her intelligence becomes so small that she can either feel the pastime of Shyam or she can see Shyam. She cannot see both. That means she cannot see Shyam performing pastimes. She can either feel the pastime or see Shyam. If she sees Shyam, she is just mesmerized. She only knows Shyam is there. She cannot understand his activities. Do not enter her brain. And if she is thinking about his activities, then she does not realize that he is there in front of her. This is such an intense mood of praying. So she is now only lost in a trance. She is only thinking, he is so wonderful. He told me to climb his shoulders. He is so sweet. He loves me so much. He is so nice. And she is full of ecstasy. She cannot even see Shyam now in front of her. So she does not climb his shoulders. Our Mahajan has written so sweetly, Rashabuti Goichi Roshito Baro Pashi Roi Roi Dhoni Biraho Hutas Aki Milabo Mohi She Rashamaya Shyam. Rasavati, Shri Radha, that means she is Ras personified. Shri Radha, she is sitting so close to Rasamay Shyam, and still she is crying and crying, and she is telling all her sakis, when will I get to meet my beloved Govinda? The sakis, they are looking at her with wonder, what is this? She is sitting on his lap and she cannot see him. Oh Rai, can't you see your beloved? All the sakis are consoling her. And Shyam, he is so much wonderstruck. He is so shocked that what is this? She is sitting so close to me and she does not believe her sakis. Sakis are consoling her, saying that look, you are here, Shyam is sitting close to you. She is not believing them. She can see, actually, she can see Shyam sitting close to her. But she thinks that I am a person who keeps seeing Shyam in my imagination. I know I keep seeing him everywhere. So this Shyam, he is part of my imagination. And the sakis, just to stop me from crying, they are trying to make me believe that this is not imagination, this is true. But I am more intelligent, I know that this is my hallucination. And so, to make her come out of it, Shyam drags her, he catches her tightly and drags her close into his lap. And when he does that, she is thinking, I've really gone mad. My hallucination is getting more and more strong. So this is Prem Vaichitya, such an intense form of bhav. And this is what is happening, our Goswamis are explaining. This is what happened during that Maharas. This Prem Vaichitya. She fainted out of love, that how much he loves me. And then he looked at her and saw it's a hopeless case. So better to now disappear because the sakis are coming near. What to do? She's fainted. So the sakis, when they saw her, they were crying. They brought her back to consciousness. And then Radharani, when she started glorifying Shyam Sundar, and they saw her bhav, then even the opposition parties, they said, what a great lover she is. And all the sakis now, they came to ground level of bhav. and they declared, "You are Krishna Kanta Shiromani. You are the crest jewel of Krishna's beloved." As soon as we came to know that he has disappeared with you, our heart was peaceful. We thought that, okay, nice, he is there. He is there somewhere. So which means that they were all now very peaceful with her. And they said that you are our leader. We will definitely search him. Keeping you in front, we will now search him in the woods. Since you are there with us, we have nothing to fear. We are sanguine that we will find him someday or the other. Come.